A lot of songs have been written about the month of September. When there's less smoke, it really can be a very pretty month, with the worst heat of summer generally behind us and the crisp days of fall lying ahead. As the seasons change, it's a good time to think about how you and your home are prepared for the things that can go wrong. Storms, fires, earthquakes. September is National Preparedness Month, a chance for people to focus on getting ready for disaster. A number of activities during the month are designed to get people focused on things they'd really rather not think about. We have two guests with us from CERTS, Community Emergency Response Teams. Samantha Totten-Perry is with Klamath County CERT, and she joins us by phone. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to have you here. Kitty Harrison from the Talent CERT, which is trying to bring itself back into existence, but under the wing at the moment of the Ashland CERT, is with us in the studio. Hi, Kitty.
Good morning.
So CERT in place and CERT just starting. Samantha, you've been at this a little longer. Tell us about what CERTs do in the first place.
Well, CERTs basically train citizen civilians to help respond during disasters. We focus first on ourselves and our personal preparedness, and then we would spread out to our neighborhoods. And then during a disaster, if our neighborhoods were secure, then we could move in and help first responders in other areas in our community.
And how often, for example, is the CERT activated in Klamath County?
Well, recently we had CERT members go out and help with fires in Sprague River. They were going door to door and talking about the different levels of evacuation, the level 1, 2, and 3 for wildfires. And so that's the last time our CERT members got involved.
That's potentially a good example of how prepared people are. What did you find? People live out in the country and in places that are prone to wildfire. What kinds of preparations did you find were in place among the people you were contacting?
Well, we go out and we encourage people to have defensible spaces around their property. And so when our CERT members went door to door and they explained the different levels of the evacuation, so if the emergency management officials put them, for instance, on a level 2, you know, get set, be ready to go without a moment's notice. And then they would teach the community members about how to reduce the fire hazard around their homes. And a lot of people actually were not familiar with how they could reduce the wildfire dangers around their home. So it was a good thing that our CERT members could do that.
Really, the whole defensible space concept was new to them, huh?
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about the Talent CERT with Kitty Harrison. And so this is a CERT that is sort of trying to become something more. There used to be a CERT in Talent, is that right?
Yes, and they had trouble with financing and so it disbanded. You know, it does require some money. And now we're trying to get it going again. Talent is still a rural little place, and it's going to need all the help it can get. So
only about 6,000 people in Talent, but it does have sort of a big brother neighbor in Ashland nearby. So how much is the Ashland CERT involved with training your people at this point?
They're it. We are a part of Ashland. We're a 7th base of them. The thing is, Ashland wants to stay in Ashland and help Ashland. If there's a big deal, Talent is on its own. So we're just trying to get people trained to help out Talent when it's in need.
So have you been part of National Preparedness Months in the past? This is not a first-time thing, I gather.
To this extent, taking it to City Hall and setting something up so people can come by and get a little more educated on stuff. Yes, this is the first time, but I've been with CERT for 10 years.
Okay, I want to talk about the activities going on this month with the two CERTs. Samantha Totten-Perry from Klamath County CERT, Kitty Harrison from Talent CERT. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Samantha, what kinds of things are you rolling out for this month in Klamath County?
Well, so we have an additional CERT training class coming up. It's a free 24-hour series of classes. And we, on September 24th here in Klamath Falls, we'll have a class on disaster preparation. And then we also teach people about how to manage small fires, put small fires out, utility control, and medical treatment during disasters. So that'll be on September 24th. And if anybody's interested in learning more about our CERT team or attending any of these classes, they can contact Ron Miller. He's our CERT coordinator, and his phone number is 541-892-4914, or they can even look for us on Facebook. And if they just get on Facebook and search for klamathcounty.cert, they can pull that information up and they can instant message us And so during this month, we'll do hands-on training with fire extinguisher training, and it's pretty fun. We go over the fire department, and they have some equipment and teach the CERT members how to put out small fires. Then in October, we will do disaster medical training and psychology, terrorism training. And then on October 22nd, we teach light search and rescue operations, how to organize spontaneous volunteers if there was a big disaster. So many people want to come in and help, and it's actually can be a hindrance if you have a lot of spontaneous volunteers coming in and trying to help. And so our CERT teams can kind of help rally spontaneous volunteers, and our members receive some training on coordination, and then we do a disaster simulation during that. So these CERT classes are a lot of fun, and I really encourage if anybody's interested to give Ron Miller a call or find us on Facebook.
Give us a sense of what that must be like, though, because particularly as we've seen with the so-called Cajun Navy showing up in Houston after Hurricane Harvey came ashore with the massive flooding in the Houston area, people want to help. But they're not always trained, and does that get to be a delicate situation sometimes? You have to say, hold on, here's what we'd like you to do.
Exactly. That's the important part is people want to help, but if they're not trained to understand, to have some situational awareness and to understand the dangers of areas they might be going into, they could actually create more problems than what they want to do. We want our trained first responders, which is police and firefighters, and we want them to be able to focus on taking care of the disaster and not having volunteers become victims themselves. And so we like to focus first and foremost for people to have personal preparedness, and September being National Preparedness Month, you know, we want people to get a kit, an emergency kit, make a plan, and be informed. And these emergency kits are actually really, they're inexpensive to build, and so that's one of the things we try to get people to do is be personally prepared, and then before they can go out and help other people. And there's a really great website. It's called ready.gov, and it's hosted by FEMA, and it gives you some ideas on ways to build a basic disaster kit, and then have some ideas on additional emergency supplies. And I'd be more than happy to kind of go over some of the things that we like people to have in their basic disaster kits and locations to store them.
Let me come to that just a moment. I want to remind people, though, that the number you gave for Ron Miller was 541-892-4914.
Correct.
Okay, and we also do have a link directly from jeffexchange.org to the Facebook page of the Klamath County CERT. I want to come back to Kitty Harrison here in the studio with me from Talent CERT. So you mentioned having a presence at City Hall for National Preparedness Month in September. Tell us about the activities there.
Again, it's using the ready.gov. It's amazing what they've put together. They cover everything. So I just used that to set up a display at City Hall, Talent City Hall. And it shows you stuff to put in your kit, things to remember, making plans. I mean, I've got info boards on the wall. It's just a lot of good information, but I use ready.gov.
So as the information comes from ready.gov, and that's what's up on the wall at
Correct.
City Hall and Talent.
Correct.
Okay. So what are some of the basic things that are going to go into a kit, a disaster kit?
Oh, okay. Well, first off, you want to include water. Water, and did I mention water?
I gather water is a very important
water
thing.
And food. That's mm-hmm. probably number one. A first aid kit that's fully stocked. How are you going to prepare that food? Cooking items, sanitary items. How are you going to take care of that business? Don't forget Fido. You want to include food and water, plenty of food and water for your pets as well.
So, Samantha, help us out here. What else? Water, food, first aid kit, fully stocked first aid kit would have what in it?
You know, Band-Aids, Neosporin, some alcohol swabs. It's a typical first aid kit, and then some people can, you know, get more advanced to, you know, have gauze and whatnot, stuff to make slings for broken arms, broken legs, you know, that kind of stuff. It's the first aid kit stuff that you can, you know, buy at Walmart or, you know, get on Amazon. We also encourage people to have maps of their local area. A lot of people use GPS now and on their phones, and during a disaster, those capabilities might not be available, and so we encourage people to have local maps, a manual can opener for food, wrenches or pliers to turn off utilities, gas service to your home. Be sure to shut that off during, for instance, like an earthquake. Dust masks to help filter whether it's smoke, contaminated air, extra batteries, and also a battery-powered or hand crank radio that you can get weather alerts on, an NOAA weather radio with a tone alert. Those are all really good things to have in the map. And also, she mentioned water. They recommend at least 1 gallon of water per person per day to last for at least 3 days.
Okay, I was going to ask how many days. So at least three, and the optimum is more like a week or so of stuff, isn't it?
For home emergency kits, we recommend actually trying to store at least up to 2 weeks of water if that's possible. Depending on the disaster and your location, emergency services and infrastructure, it could take a while for normal government services to resume. And so we recommend at least 2 weeks supply at your house.
So where is it recommended that people store their emergency kits, Samantha? I mean, when you start talking about 1 gallon per person per day, I mean, we're talking about a family of just two. If they had two, it's 28 gallons of water, which is not an insignificant amount of space.
Exactly. So we recommend you have a kit for your home, which obviously would be a little more advanced and could have more supplies in it, and, you know, maybe keep it in your garage or someplace where it's somewhat accessible. We think it's a good idea to even have a small kit at work. If a disaster happens, you might actually have to shelter in place at work for 24 hours. So, and have a good pair of walking shoes. A lot of people don't think about it, but if you wear dress shoes or, for instance, high heels or something, during a large-scale disaster, for instance, an earthquake, you might have to walk long distances to get back home. And so it's always important to have comfortable walking shoes. And then, of course, keep a kit in your vehicle. You could get stranded in your vehicle, whether it's a winter snowstorm. So we recommend, I personally have a kit that I keep in my vehicle. And I have a case of water, food, things like a life straw. So there's things that you can do to actually have access to drinking water. These life straws are really inexpensive. And basically, you could take water that would normally not be drinkable and use these life straws, and it could save your life if you're in a situation and didn't have big, large quantities of water stored on site.
So they're filtration straws.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And you can get those at any sporting goods store, look for camping gear. There's all kinds of things, ways you could purify water if you needed to in the event of an emergency. So I keep that kind of stuff in my vehicle. And then, of course, like sleeping bags, Southern Oregon, we have, big snowstorms. People can get trapped in their cars. So having your vehicle well supplied with an emergency kit is very important.
Kitty Harrison at Talent Cert, the first time you built a kit, were you surprised at the range of things that went into it?
Yes. And I'm still building it. I have about four different kits. One for the car. If I were working, I'd have one there. You go to these conferences, and it may be redundant information, but you always learn something new, and you always figure out something more you need for your kit. So I'm always adding to it.
What's the most surprising thing you think you've added to the kit over the years?
Oh, just recently, we added a special tent that would take care of where you could use it for the bathroom and also the shower. Say that you can stay on your property, but you can't use your home. Well, this is set up for sanitation, and then also a tent that we could stand in. One, if you're in it for any length of time, I want to be comfortable, not just sleep in it. So we have a tent that you can – it even has a front porch.
Really? This is quite the tent. So when you say it's got sanitary facilities, does it come with a toilet and everything?
You can make your own toilet out of it. You know those –
You have to deal with the toilet
yourself. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Samantha Totten-Perry, where do you keep a kit? I've often wondered about this, particularly in reference to earthquakes. And, of course, there was one that broke things in Klamath Falls in 93. Where do you keep a kit to be sure that it's not going to get destroyed in the disaster?
Well, so I would always recommend you keep a kit at your workplace, which would be somewhere fairly close to where your desk is at. you know, during an earthquake, they always just say stop it and get under a table and hold on or get up next to an interior wall. And so you would want your kit somewhere close to you at work that you could get it in the event you needed to leave the building. And then in my vehicle, I keep the kits in the back seat of my pickup, and I have sleeping bags and non-perishable food and drinking water, and then my backpack. I call it my go bag, and so I keep that in my pickup. Then at home, I keep my more advanced kit in my garage.
And we have an email from Jeff in Ashland who says, additional things I keep on hand, a full tank of gas, cash in small denominations, shoes under the bed for broken glass, and locate utility turnoffs. I've seen this one before. In fact, I think we have a wrench on our gas cutoff outside just in case something goes wrong. I noticed that as we move through National Preparedness Month in September, there are different weekly themes. So this first week, September 1st through 9th, is make a plan for yourself, family, and friends, and then it works outward. Plan to help your neighbor and community. Practice and build out your plans. Get involved. Be part of something larger. And that speaks to getting involved in CERT. So as you try to rebuild Talent CERT, do you have a number of people signed up already? Kitty Harrison?
We have about 9 definite members right now. That's what we're trying to reach out and get more. Mm-hmm. As far as helping a neighbor, that's where Map Your Neighborhood comes in, and it's a part of CERT. And that's where you sit down and the neighbors come together and they learn, they use skills that they already have, and they map their neighborhoods so they have a contact list.
So, you know, who can do what?
And who
is it also a case
what,
of who's got? I mean, could you distribute supplies, for example, across a neighborhood? Is that advised?
Well, yeah, it's teaching them to get their kit together so you could help rely on each other.
Mm-hmm. And so, Samantha Totten-Perry, before we go, how big is Klamath County CERT now? How many members do you have there?
We currently have 36 members, and we're, of course, hoping to expand that. We've done some training out in Chiloquin and Sprague River, and we're looking to expand that. Klamath County is a pretty big county.
Boy, it's a gigantic county, yeah, all the way from California to Lane County.
Exactly. So we're really excited. I'm really excited about the future of our CERT team. And one thing I also wanted to mention about the emergency go kits is think about medication. If you're on, if you have any medication that's life-threatening, be sure to talk to your doctor to see if you can have an extra supply on hand, whether it's insulin or for heart conditions or whatnot.
All right. Think ahead to the things you'll need. Make sure those go in your kit. So we've learned a lot today. This is National Preparedness Month. You can find out more at ready.gov. Thanks to the CERT folks, Kitty Harrison in Talent and Samantha Totten-Perry in Klamath County. Good to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.